Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important interviews. So today on the show, we have Ann Lackey, and she's with Hire Smart Virtual Assistants. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Lee. Thank you for having me.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Hire Smart VAs. How are you serving folks?
We help our clients who are experiencing overwhelm, turnover, or just have way too much to do get things done by helping them find quality talent from the Philippines.
And then when a person hires a virtual assistant, is this something that they've done before and then they're just picking your service to use, or is this sometimes the first time they've ever worked with a virtual assistant before?
A lot of the times it's brand new. We do full-time dedicated employees, they're just located elsewhere. And so much like a recruiter, we select and find the right type of talent for our clients. So it's kind of a new process.
And then how'd you get into this line of work?
Interestingly enough, I have another business in property management specifically. And I had my marketing manager quit via text on my first vacation in 7 years. And I realized at that point that there had to be a better way to hire. And so as every good entrepreneur solves a problem for themselves and gets that dialed in, I had other friends that said, hey, you're happy again. What have you done? And so I shared my experience with them and they said, can you help me? And so Hire Smart Virtual Assistants was born 5 years ago, almost to the day. Helping other people, again, find quality talent to answer phones, do customer service, back-end support, sales support. It's just about anything that can be done with a computer and a phone.
Now, are your clients primarily in the property management business, or does this stretch into all industries?
It stretches into all industries. We have waste management companies, tech support companies. We do have a lot of in the property management world and real estate, since that's kind of where I was born. but it doesn't really matter. Customer service is one of those things that every business needs to have taken care of and taken care of well.
Now, when you're saying customer service, what is the typical task that a virtual assistant is going to be doing?
Again, it depends clearly on what the client needs. When I say customer service, I'm talking about people that are answering phones, customer inquiries, following up on issues or problems that may arise as a result of, of using a product or a service of a client. It can be, again, back-end administration support. So invoicing, bookkeeping, really the sky is the limit.
Now, work me through the onboarding. So like I say, I'm new to this. I've never heard of this kind of thing before, but I have a lot of needs. I have that overwhelm. What are some of the questions you're going to ask me to make sure that you kind of match me up with the right person?
Well, the first thing we're going to talk about is, where's the problem in your business? So in other words, is it keeping up with customer demand? So do you need somebody in the sales support arena? Is it managing tickets or scheduling? So a lot of what we do is, again, those high touch industries where you really want to get the customer engaged with you and your services. So it could be anything, again, like scheduling appointments or following up on work that was done. We're going to drill down to figure out exactly what those tasks are. I usually tell most clients when we're starting, what are the top three things that if you could solve in your business right now that can be done with a computer and a phone, you'd want solved? So again, a lot of it has to do with a lot of repetitive tasks, a lot of things that they can't keep someone in a role. For example, one of my CEO friends could never have someone stay in the receptionist role. That was just a turnover after turnover after turnover. And I'm glad to say that the person that I've placed for them has been there for 5 years now. So it's really about finding the right talent for the right particular position and making sure that I'm solving that particular customer's need for their customers. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, is my relationship with Hire Smart, or is it with this individual and then you kind of just matchmake and then get out of the way? Like, meaning, so say I do have that need for a sales assistant and then I work with you and we train this person up, and then say for whatever reason this person leaves, do I have to train up the next one, or do you now have enough information to just kind of pop in a second person or a different person?
You would engage our services again if it's after the 6 month mark. However, we do have a 6 month guarantee on our placements, but we're unlike a traditional recruiter, headhunter. So I go and find and vet, and then I become your HR department. So a lot of my clients I've been working with, especially now, is strategic staffing. Who do they have in their key roles? How do we find support for those key employees to maximize the position and the satisfaction for everyone? So a lot of times what clients will do is they will hire an assistant for a key person in their company so that that person can either have better work-life balance or help them do more within the confines of what their job was previously.
And then what's the big benefit of having the worker be in the Philippines as opposed to being here in the U.S.?
It is a tremendous cost savings. Most of our clients are saving anywhere from 55 to 70%. Again, you're paying a staffing company, so there is no W-2, there's no 1099, but they work very much like your employees. They show up at the same time every day. It's a 40-hour work week. And so you get a lot of the benefits of having your person, somebody that's designed specifically for you in the role, but you don't have a lot of the other overhead costs.
And then, so is Hire Smart paying them, or am I paying them?
We do. Yes, because you don't want to have that obligation. We take care of the payroll costs and all of that on our side. And you get to enjoy the person without that additional overhead.
And then you're just billing me every month, and then that's how the relationship plays out?
That is correct. It's actually billed in 4-week cycles, so every 4 weeks. So there's 13 payrolls a year. And again, we actually include benefits for our virtual staff after 5 months of service with a client as well. And then we also have additional benefits along the way that we do to ensure that the people that we place have a lot of staying power and are excited to come to work for you every day.
And then what's the range in fee to you every month that your typical U.S. client pays?
U.S. client is going to pay on average $9 an hour, unless you're talking about higher level accounting type positions, which could go from anywhere from 10 to 12.
So it's 9 times 40 times 4. That's the rate about?
Yeah, 1,440 every 4 weeks, or $18,720,000 a year.
Wow. And then so it just becomes a fixed cost and you know what you're getting. And that's pretty amazing.
It is. It's a wonderful thing. And again, that does include the healthcare benefits to the VA. It also, includes a very healthy wage for them, which is important to us.
Now, so does this start out for a lot of clients as, oh, I'll try it with one person, and all of a sudden they got, two or three other people working for them this way?
Exactly. I've had a lot of clients. The first one's a little bit like, I'm not sure how this is going to work. They may be a little nervous, and although I'm here with them every step of the way, it's a commitment. It's still scary and new. And I can honestly say most clients, if they have enough need in their business, hire two or three almost immediately after I've placed that first one and they've worked for a week or two, they're like, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me and my company. In addition, one of my larger clients that's located in Washington, D.C., he, after a year of working with me, he said, you know, Anne, I never realized how wonderful this is. He says, I knew that the savings part was a given. He says, but what has happened after a year is at 6 o'clock now when I walk through my office, it's a ghost town. Everybody's at home. He says, before you, 7:30, 8:30 at night, we'd have staff in the office. He says, but because we're able to get all the work done effectively and efficiently, everyone's able to go home at a reasonable hour, 5:30, 5:45. And he says, what a blessing I'm able to give those people that time with their families. And so it allowed them to really do a lot more business. Actually, interestingly enough, they've grown tremendously since we started. But it also means their in-house people aren't being taxed as much in labor and just in, you know, day-to-day grind type work.
Now, is the worker in the Philippines, are they kind of specialists or are they kind of generalists? Like, say my needs are, it would be great to have help in social media. I would also like to have a writer and maybe somebody who does light bookkeeping. Is that may not in my head be the same individual, but it's some of this kind of burdensome work that I'm being struggling with. Would this be the right fit, or is it if I don't have 40 hours for one person with one skill, then this may not be the right thing for me?
You do need 40 hours with one general skill. However, they can be generalist. So your social media and your content writing would kind of be in one bucket. Your accounting person would be in a totally separate bucket. It's sort of like having a salesy accountant, right? You don't typically find those two meshing together. And so that all goes down to the selection process that I walk my clients through to make sure that we're giving you the maximum amount of return for the person that's coming in. And I share a lot of details. We do a massive amount of testing of every virtual assistant that comes through our program. And we only take the top 1% of people that apply. And I've actually gone through about 16,000 applications in the last 2 years. And that's a lot of tests to evaluate, but we're pretty good about our results and what we can do. I have a 97.2% success rate in our placements because of our proven process.
Now, is there anything that you have to do to teach me to be a good manager of a virtual worker?
There is. And you know what? The good thing is we've got that covered, because it doesn't do any of us any good to give you a wonderful person and not give you the tools to support you. It's a lot easier than you think. A lot of people make it a lot more complicated than it is. What I end up doing is helping business owners and managers really become better communicators and better managers through this proven systems that we help them implement. And they can use that whether they have internal or external staff right now, because a lot of clients are having to work remote due to the situation that we're in. My clients were pretty much unaffected because they had a lot of those systems already in place. And it literally was just getting their internal workers onto kind of our system to be effective and efficient. And so it's been kind of interesting to see that over the last few months.
And then who is your ideal client? Are they solopreneurs or are they people who run small firms? Like, what's the sweet spot for you?
My sweet spot is somebody that has 4+ people on payroll. So it's not the solopreneur necessarily, although we do have a few of those. But it's somebody that understands and have had the pain of dealing with payroll. And we find that we can be much more effective with helping them find those full-time dedicated people to help complement their in-house staff.
And if somebody wanted to learn more and have a more substantive conversation with you, what's the website?
I would love to connect with anybody. It's www.hiresmartvas.com. So hiresmartvas.com.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
It has been my pleasure, Lee. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing the work we're doing without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.